Hallelujah. I forwarded a post to some people early this morning. Listen, how many, any mother? Let me see the mothers here. Any mother here? You're a mother? You're a mother? When your pikin is hungry, how does he communicate to you? Baby, your baby, where they hold for hand? How do you communicate? Listen very well.
The baby will start crying.
Eh?
He will start crying and disturbing.
The baby will start
crying and disturbing.
Cry and disturbing.
Yes, sir.
If he cry, you know, answer him. What thing they do?
He will cry and sleep off.
Eh?
At times he will sleep off without hunger. I will not even allow him to cry before then.
He cry, you know, answer him. What will the child do? Eh? Let me hear you.
The baby will increase the shouting.
Does it stop?
No.
Until. And that is what Jesus was teaching us in Luke chapter 11. From verse 5. Let's read it. I said unto them, listen, that is what Jesus was teaching us. Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. That is his reason. And this is the excuse of his friend. I am reading. Unless somebody help me read it. Please stand up, help me read it. Give somebody microphone. Help me read it again from verse 5.
And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. 6. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend.
If yet, it is just because he is his friend, that's the relationship. Just that it's his friend. If that is the reason, he already has a principle. Once I lock my door with my children, and they were asleep, we don't open door. Go on. But see the reason why he will open that door and give him more than he even requests so that he doesn't come back again.
Yet, because of his importunity.
Because of his persistence. Persistence.
He will rise and give him as many as he needed.
He will rise and give him as many
as he needed.
As he
needed.
Needed. More than he asked for, he will give him. Why? Because of his persistence. Go on, verse 9.
And I say unto you,
this is why he gave that example.
Ask, and it shall be given you.
Yes.
Seek. And ye shall find.
Yes.
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Uh-huh.
For everyone that asketh, receiveth.
Uh-huh.
And he that seeketh, findeth.
Uh-huh.
And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Uh-huh.
If a son shall ask bread of any of
you. Now, before we come to verse 11, see that. Let's stress this. This is a common scripture. Everybody reads it. But sometimes, these things are just quickened to you by the Spirit of God. You know, to help you position yourself spiritually. This was spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. I say this because sometimes we mistake the teaching of Jesus when he was asked, disciples asked him, teach us how to pray. Then he said that you should avoid vain repetitions. And some people think that it is by much speaking that they will be heard. And some people, therefore, especially these motivational speakers that try to teach faith, what they say is that you just ask once. Listen, that you just ask once, and after that, keep claiming it. Just claim it. Just keep claiming it, and it will come to pass. That is a general presentation of prayer. He said, listen, this is how they teach us. They taught us by these motivational speakers who write books on faith. I call them, they are not preachers, they are motivational speakers. Amen. There's a difference between a preacher and a motivational speaker. And most of them are motivational speakers. Just like writers. There are writers. Their own gift is just to write. And because they are writers, they can sit down and imagine a story and write it. What do they call that? Those type of stories? Fiction and non-fiction. Most of those books they write, they are fictitious. Pigment of their imaginations, but they have very good imaginations. And some of them imagine, after reading Bible, they know how to write. They say, I went to heaven. I was in heaven. And begin to use Bible passages to describe and write what they say they saw in heaven. And that's their business. And unrevelated Christians will run and go and buy such books. But those of us who are revelated, now one sentence there could make me throw away the book. One that says she was in heaven. And then when she went there, that she saw the Father sitting on the throne. And Jesus was sitting by the side. And the Spirit of God was going round them. And the Holy Ghost was going round. But when you read that, you go read again. I'll throw away the book away. Now, well, I'm only trying to tell you that it's good to have revelation, though. I am a preacher. So listen to me when I'm preaching. Because this Bible is practical. Listen. Then they tell you, when you pray, finish. After praying, don't repeat the prayer again. Only claim it. Confess it. Confess it. Have it. When you confess it, you have it. Then you will see it. Now, listen. I disagree with that. That is not prayer. The definition of prayer is something you know is beyond your power. Listen, the one that's within your power, you don't pray. The one that is within your power, you don't pray. The one that, amen. Peter, at the gate beautiful, he did not pray for that man to stand up and walk. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, rise and walk. The same Peter was also locked up, and he was to be executed. He did not say, silver and gold have I none. You door, open. But the Bible says, prayer was made without ceasing. Amen. There is a time to apply Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed. That's within your power. Rise and walk. Stand up. Go. Within your power. That is not prayer. That is exercising your power. Prayer is invoking a higher power to intervene on your behalf. That's the meaning of prayer. Is somebody understanding me? That is the meaning of prayer. I'm waking up in the night to pray. It is not prayer if you stand up. Anybody will say, I don't go sleep. Die by fire, die by fire. That is not prayer. You are exercising your own power. That is not prayer. Prayer is, Father, see my condition. Father, I've been waiting on you to change the situation. Father, I'm still begging to eat. It's contrary to your word. Father, do it for me. That is prayer. And many of us, instead of praying, a situation you have, that has persisted and has refused to change, you continue every time, I shall make it. I shall make it. I know I shall make it. You will make it. You have been confessing that for the past 1 year. I shall make it. It has passed your power. Therefore, you need to invoke a higher power. That is the meaning of prayer. That is the meaning of prayer. Hallelujah. I did not condemn your exercise of faith. But that is your power. But it gets to a stage where you know that, come on, I need God for this matter. Come on, I need God for this matter. Praise the Lord. Hope also dimmer. He said they stole his mandate. He hid your heart, stole his mandate. He has no power to claim it. And he was an importunate appellant. the tribunal. You know, in fact, the tribunal, he knew there's a higher one than that tribunal. He went to the court of appeal. The court of appeal still said, alive, now he hid your heart. He still went to a higher one, the last one, the final one. Church, we have the final one too. We have the final one. We have the final one. We have the final one. That final one is above principalities and powers. That final one is the head of all principalities and power. Can you shout his name? Shout his name again. Shout his name again. Then, that one that we answer, he's telling you how to do. He said, knock. I said, why did he say knock? Knock. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I call you, what's your name, sir? Sit down. I know this one name. Abu. Abu. I know your name. Eh? If I say Abu, you don't respond. Abu, you don't respond. What's the next thing I will do? Abu. Attention will come. Eh? If somebody is, the door is closed, and somebody is inside and you are outside, and you want the door to open, naturally you will first call his name. Abu, I'm here, open the door. If Abu doesn't answer, you come close again, you will shout. Abu no answer, then you will go to the door. What is the next thing? You will knock. You will knock. Amen. You will keep knocking. Whichever sleep, if they sleep, you go wake up. So what is knocking? Knocking in prayer, spiritually, knocking before the throne of God, to knock is to persist. Insist. Don't give up. Even if you say, my daughter, I have had you. If you have had me, then let me marry. Where the man? Amen. That is a knocking. And that type of knock goes with a fast. Because it's a desperation. The prayer, he said, ask is ordinary prayer. But knock, it goes with a fast. Persistent. Don't let this year be like last year for somebody. This year must be better than last year. Change the approach. Change the approach. Go to the mountain. You know, go to the mountain. When I first gave my life to Christ, you know, I used to, my faith used to be very, 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 very practical. Maybe for the first 8 years or so, I think for the first 8 years after I gave my life to Christ, I never took drug, Panadol or whatever you call it. I believed in divine healing. God gave me faith enough when I'm sick. Up to this moment, when I'm sick, I call upon God. But I'm not against drugs. Now, I take drugs. I take, painkillers. I take them. But my faith, God has graciously given me so much faith that since 1989 till today, I have had no reason to go to the hospital. So, I don't know whether they say I'm malaria, I've been a typhoid, I've been a waiting. I don't know. All I know is that my body know correct, I pray. Praise God. And so, before I started taking drugs, there was even a time my wife got so scared that I was sleeping. She got so scared, she dissolved a particular drug, like a small piggy, for spoon. I woke up, forced it in my mouth. Take it! You die for nothing. I said, I cannot die. I'm standing on the word of God. So, when I fall sick, I will pray on my own. I will pray. And the thing increases, persists. I will look for brethren. I am following scripture. He said, call the elders to pray, Abby. No, I will start with, two of you shall agree. I will start, two people will agree with me. Oh yeah, beg, see, according to the scripture, let's pray. If it doesn't go, I'll get more people to pray for me. If the thing doesn't go, I will start a fast. And my own fasting is the fast that, Father, if you don't heal me, no food, no water. And the thing will increase. Father, everybody knows, say, I believe in you, now die, they die. So they will know, say, I die standing on you. Say, I don't take drugs. Say, you go heal me. Say, your word will not work. That is the meaning of knocking. And it has never failed. Never failed. Never failed. Praise the Lord. Never, never, never failed. There was a problem that was going on in my family. And I prayed for that problem to be solved. I will never forget that day. And I prayed, and the problem was persisting within the family. So I started a fast. And I told God, unless He stop this problem, I am not going to eat and I'm not going to drink water. I'm ready to die unless you solve this problem. The first day, the second day of the program, of my knocking, I call it knocking. In the night, I woke up with so much hunger. Can you imagine a human being will have that type of hunger? The type of hunger that all your body, they shake. I said, what's this? No. Before I woke up, I was in a dream. And I saw myself, stood up from my bed, went and made tea and bread to eat. And I woke up. I said, what does this mean? I will not eat. I will not eat. And this was in the night. Immediately I was saying, what is it? I will not eat. Then a serious hunger came. My body was shaking. And I was thinking, sleep, I'll not be sleep again. Everywhere they turn upside down, they ring, they go. Even to carry leg, I'll not fit again. What is happening? Just 2 days. Then I said, okay, Lord, do you want me to stop this fast? Okay, I agree. When we wake up in the morning, I will make tea and I will drink with bread and I will break the fast. And immediately I said so, the hunger stopped. Then I knew that it was God forcing me to say, eat. And by the time in the morning, when I woke up in the morning, the problem was solved. He had solved the problem and he was telling me no need to fast. Now you can, the truth is, you can walk with God and you can have that type of fellowship with him. He would have told me with a voice, stop it. But he gave me a dream and I'm supposed to interpret it. You see, this God, he's not a human being. He chooses how he wants to relate with us. And from that day, I took note of that. But my emphasis is that knocking made him to quickly solve the problem. And he knows, every one of us, whether you mean it or not. When you say, lie, I will not give up. Lie, I will not give up. Every night, I must repeat that prayer. At least 1 hour before I sleep. Every night throughout this year, if you don't answer me, every night, Father, you say, you don't go sleep. And that type of prayer is, Father, answer me. Father, answer me. Father, give it to me. Father, change the situation. Father, bless me with the fruit of the womb. Father, give me divine connection. Father, give me that document I'm looking for. Father, give me favor somewhere. Father, I have a certificate, I must walk. Give me work. I cannot help myself, but I know you can do all things. That's the meaning of prayer. Somebody, that may be the secret to your breakthrough. So that you understand why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. And we have an assurance. Praise the Lord. He said, you be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father? He has promised us, assured us, when you do that, he will answer. That's why he gave us that example. Christians don't know the meaning of prayer. Forget that one they say they are the deliverance minister. And write books and write books, all the books. The prayer point. If you slept last year, don't sleep this year. This year, don't sleep until something happens. Eh? There's a church that has a program with an acronym. They call it PUSH. And it means pray until something happens. I love that. Pray until something happens. Push. So that one, pass knock. When you knock, open, push. Keep praying until something happens. But the good news is that we serve a God that answers prayers. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Never give up. Stand up. I am not a cosmetic person. I'm a very practical person. And God deals with us with our nature. There are some of you that you are very emotional by nature. Small thing, you start to cry. So God, when it's time for you to pray and I cry, you cry. It's okay, that's your nature. When you begin to cry like that, God will say, hey, so don't start. Amen. Me, my own, because he wants to make me to be a preacher of his word, then I have to be a witness. And that is why, unlike most inter-message preachers, all they do is quote William Branham say, you will observe that I give my own personal examples always. Because William Branham has done his own, that confirmed, that gave him the boldness to preach. Praise the Lord. Me too, I have to confirm Did I quote William Branham? There was a miracle that took place here on Tuesday. Did I quote William Branham? Eh? Praise God. You know, because I was sure. I have confirmed the word. I was quoting the Bible. What I'm trying to tell you is anything I teach you here is what I have confirmed. If I don't confirm, I will not teach it. If you have HIV and you come to me and you hear me telling you, don't worry, God will heal you, I am not telling you so that you will have faith. It's because I have prayed for somebody before and HIV disappeared. Therefore, if I see another HIV, my Bible tells me it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have experienced it before. I know he will do it now. Praise the Lord. Why? What made you to think that I saw that woman with collar in the neck and I say she should come out? It's because I know I have prayed for several people with such a problem and God took it away. So I was sure. If he did it before, he will do it again. Praise the Lord. In November, we went to Ghana. Somebody had a similar problem. Prayed for all the 3 days. This one was very serious. It was an accident he had. And God healed him. Well, they called to give all the testimony later. He got home and the thing disappeared. So when I saw somebody like that, I knew. Why? Because I have confirmed that one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am telling you so that you will know this man teaching here that I don't teach what I have not confirmed. If I tell you God answers prayers, it's because I have prayed and he has answered. Not by assumption. It's not the type of answer that you think it's coincidence. It's not. No. I have confirmed that if you withdraw and take your case seriously before God, he will answer you. I have done it and he has answered. And when we say our God is faithful, he's dependable, I say it confidently. When the Bible says, woe to anyone that put his trust in a man, I have confirmed it. This man talking here, I was connected. I was very, very connected. I was one of the most popular Air Force officers at that time. There is nobody that didn't know that name, Alu. For different reasons, for various reasons. And I was young. But when I had the problem, everybody ran away. I came out now, go here. They refused to help. People that can help, people that you helped, people you bought cars for them, people you gave them money, you did things for them. They are now in money, you are coming and they are doing you like this. And when I noticed there was no hope in man, then I turned to God. I turned to God. And when I turned and faced God, he began to put the pieces together. Began to put me together. Put things together. Put things together. Put things together for me. Therefore, I'm telling you now, praise the Lord, that if you are facing disappointment, there is another man here that has faced worse disappointment than you from loved ones. For relations. Everybody in the family, uncle. I didn't say the uncle, it was what they were getting from me. They don't say people who are saying uncle. They will be in Lagos here for 1 year. They wouldn't even branch to greet me. Okay now. Therefore, I am telling you now, have a relationship with God. He's the only one that can fail us. I am telling you that is the truth. I have confirmed it. You see me preach, I preach passionately because I have confirmed. And those of you who are working for God, I have told the minister several times, This God, he rewards faithfulness. He rewards faithfulness. You want to cut corners, cut corners, cut corners. You will live your life cutting corners. You will never be settled. I am a practical person. If Jesus is alive, then you are preaching to me, Jesus is alive. You saw him, Abi, say, then let me to see him now. That's my faith. Why should I believe based on your own testimony? You saw him, like Thomas. And let me see him too, then I will believe. And I saw him. I didn't see him like Jamus standing there. I saw him by his characteristics, by his manifestations, through his words. That's why I said that the Bible is like a chemistry book that tells you, take this solution and mix it to this solution and you will get this. When you take it and mix it, you will get that result. That is how this book is. It's a living book. It's a living book. When you stand on the word of God, God is obligated to back it up. Because he cannot deny his word. Praise the Lord. All he's looking for is somebody who can believe his word. This God, amen, he fights battle for you if you will allow him to fight for you. But if you decided to fight by yourself, he will allow you till you have exhausted your strength. Then when you turn to him, you say, you don't come. They say, okay, stay one side now, make I do what I am good at doing. He's a mighty one in battle. Praise the Lord. I have confirmed that he fights battle. I have confirmed it. He fights battle. Too many testimonies. And I'm not telling you of another person. I'm telling you about my own self. Let you know that givers never lack. I have confirmed it. While you do your own by saving, that's your security. My own security is in giving. That is my bank account, is to give. That's my bank account. Whenever I have a need, it has never failed. It has never failed. Praise the Lord. It has never failed. And that's why I teach giving. If you are a giver, amen. If you are a giver, givers never lack. And I'm not talking about people who give and talk. There are people who give and talk. I am the one. You know, I'm the one that did this. You know, I'm the one. Amen. If you know the number of people I have trained, personally trained in this church, it will shock you. And nobody knows. Praise the Lord. Why do you want to help somebody and be blowing your mouth open? You are not a giver. Bible says you have received your glory already. Everybody will look at you. You are a giver. Even when you do that, say you attract unnecessary trouble for yourself. Everybody will be running after you. Praise God. Give and it shall be given unto you. People have not studied that scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever proceeds from you, that is what, you know. I was discussing with my wife last night that I had a mother. I was just telling her, I said, maybe I picked it from her. I said, maybe I picked that from her. I said, I had a mother that was such a giver, I have not seen that type before. And my mother, my father married 13 wives. I grew up, I met 8 of them, all living together. Later on, things happened, they began to scatter. Now, of all my mother, and she gave birth to 5 of us, and I'm the only boy. Of all my father's wives, they are all late now. Her own death was the most celebrated. My wife was reminding me yesterday. Was the most celebrated. Some will die, you know, like say, you know, funny death like that. No celebration. But when my mother died, even though she insisted that if she died, she doesn't want to be put in the, she called it fridge, don't put me inside fridge. If she died. But let me tell you, when she died, my wife was telling me, he said, who is this? She said, all manner of the type of cars she has not seen before. She said, came for condolences. All the who and who in my state came. Only the governor didn't come because he traveled. But his wife came. The deputy governor came. Deputy governor's wife came. Even the Chief Justice of Nigeria in Abuja sent delegation to come. So when we say this, then imagine that she was in the Nasarawa State Broadcasting Service. They were announcing on radio and on television, state television, for 7 days. They were announcing it. And I asked who did it. They said it's the general manager of the corporation that did it. Why? So many people benefited from her benevolence. She was not a businesswoman, no. She was not in her little way, that's all. Every child of my father, if your mama die, he will collect them. She will adopt them. Take care of them until I grew up. It wasn't until I was even an officer in the Air Force that I got to know that some people were not my biological same mother with me. I thought they were my senior sisters and senior brothers. So imagine what happened. So when such a woman died, she was the only one that if she cooked food, she would put extra plate and say, in case there's a visitor. In case visitor comes. In case visitor comes. Okay. I had a house I built with a tenant, a particular tenant that took two rooms, the two bedroom there. The man was there. I thought my mother was collecting rent. After the man has stayed there for about 4 years or 4 or 5 years, I went to her and I said, Mama, I hope you will collect rent from this man. She looked at me. From which man? He said, I should give them food to chop. Now this one, if you go to collect rent from where you don't feed even your children. For 4 years, he didn't collect anything. The man later on, so I went to him. I said, you know they pay rent. He says he took rent to Mama one time, how many years ago? Mama said, no, they can feed your children. The children will come back from school. Mama will notice that they are hanging outside. She will say, hey, these people, they left these children. They have all gone out. She will run to the kitchen, cook food for them, call the children of her tenant, and give them food to eat. When you ask, you say, now poverty, they cannot afford it. That is the kind of woman she had. I mean, the kind of mother I had. And when she died, you now imagine what happened. One of those people, the man told me his son, in fact, they are from a very wealthy family now. The man told me personally, he called me, he said, he grew up with my mother. Then he told me, he said, you see this hand that broke. He said, yes, the hand was having problem. He said, now mama caused him. I said, what happened? He said, he was living with my mother, and then he didn't want to go to school. My mother was chasing him. Then he climbed a tree to hide there. Mama was looking, illiterate mama, was looking for him, then saw him. They carry stone. The stone, you must go to school. You must go to school. So as he was trying to dodge, the branch he held broke. And he fell down and broke the hand. He said, now the sign be this. So he said he's always showing his parents, his children. I'm talking of a man, about three children are high court judges. And every day he would say, they don't joke with me, Big men. When I went home, one of the children came home and they learned I was at Akwanga, the branch on their way to Abuja to see me. My security was wondering, who is this man that came? 5 vehicles, 3 of them loaded with policemen, and then they just kept like that and came to my house. My policeman was asking, who be that? And he came to tell me that he was the tribunal for the governorship tribunal for Osun State, Ogun State. That he was the next day he was coming down there. You had the judgment they passed. Now the man's son passed the judgment. And they don't joke with my mother or my mother's children. I am telling you that it pays, because we are discussing this with my wife yesterday, how people just don't know how to understand life. Somebody, when I was needing small money, I needed 100,000 naira loan. 100,000 naira loan. Years back, when I was in trouble, related to me, I said, loan. He said, I don't have. He doesn't have. Doesn't have. And didn't give me. 1 week after, a friend of mine went to visit, was telling me that my relation was telling him that she had 2 million naira. She was, and this was somebody I brought up until I entered prison. Yeah. And I told him, I said, told you have 2 million in the account. I said, yes. I said, do you know, I asked her for 100,000 naira, I refused to give me. He said, what? I said, I beg you, don't tell her. I beg. Now, things happen. I am the one now that trained the daughter till she finished university. Yesterday, one of the sons is looking for 150 something thousand naira for school, for something. She reminded me, asking me, for the past 4 years, I've been the one paying her house rent. So I was telling my wife, when I saw the text, I said, see, you didn't know what was ahead because you were on now. You didn't know what you are doing will soon clear. And you will come back to square one. But I'm a Christian. Amen. I will not give tit for tat. Praise the Lord. I'm only hoping that she's now seeing that and learning the lesson. I said, I trained it, sponsored the daughter in the university. And all, till the finish. Sending money every month, school fees, everything you can think of in the university. And I'm saying now again, her own house rent, for the past 4 years, I have been the one paying 300 and something thousand naira every year for house rent. But when I needed 100,000 naira, he refused to give me. Imagine that he gave me that 100,000 naira. I would have been so indebted to her. But whatever it is, amen. There's another principle. I will never. We repay with love. I'm saying this now because we have a breakthrough here. Every Thursday I say some things from my personal experience. You know that these things work. Stop being wicked to fellow human beings. Anything you do to a fellow human being, it will return to you one way or the other. I have confirmed it. Look, I'm 62 years old. I'm not 22 years old. I'm a man of experience. A man of experience. I'm sharing my experience with you now. So when I'm talking now, you better listen. I'm a man of experience. Keep fighting. Keep destroying your future. Or your neighbor. All your neighbor. Now fight.